The point is that a big social platform helps with visibility. Of course it does, but it doesn't guarantee that you'll sell a ton of books.
Write the world-changing book that will help grow your personal brand and your business as it makes the world a better place. Welcome to the Author's Corner, hosted by Robin Colucci. Every episode, we bring you some of the most successful authors, as well as other industry experts, to share some inspiration, motivation, tactical strategy, and fun. We'll also talk about the challenges and trends in the publishing industry. Don't get stuck in the idea phase. Join the Author's Corner today. Start writing the book you've dreamed about.
Hello and welcome to the Author's Corner. I'm your host, Robin Colucci, and it is time for another Robin's Riff. And today I am going to riff with you about social media platforms, and how they relate to book sales. And I think you might be surprised by what I'm about to share. So let's start off with a kind of interesting comparison between two music performing stars who both have humongous social media platforms and both recently came out with memoirs. So Britney Spears has 43 million followers on Instagram and 56 million followers on Twitter, which I guess we now have to call X. Billie Eilish has 97 million followers on Instagram and another 6 million on Twitter. So you add them up and Billie Eilish has more followers than Britney Spears by a cool 4 million. But Britney Spears' memoir, The Woman in Me, sold 400,000 copies, actually more than 400,000 copies, on the first day of its release. By the end of week 18, since the release of her book, it has sold nearly 1 million copies. Billie Eilish's memoir sold just 27,000 copies in week one of its May 2021 release and has been limping along with ever-shrinking numbers. The last week of February 2024, Billie Eilish's memoir, Billie Eilish, sold just 3 copies for a total of just under 80,000 copies in the 146 weeks it has been out in print. Now, while this example is extreme, it's not uncommon. As a matter of fact, there's plenty of examples. Examples abound of other notable celebrities with huge social media followings whose books have underperformed, including Justin Timberlake, who was paid in $1 million advance and only sold about 100,000 copies of his book since its pub date in 2018. And also Tamika Mallory got $1 million for a 2-book deal, a social activist. Her book called State of Emergency has sold just 28,000 copies since its release in May of 2021. And yet many publishing house editors still look for authors with large social media followings, and publishers still pay big bucks to gain publishing rights to put these authors' books in print. Now, in episode 8 of The Author's Corner, I interviewed Jonathan Jacobs, who was one of the founding partners of Digital Natives, which is a social media marketing company that has orchestrated book launches for over 100 books, and many of which became New York Times bestsellers. And I asked Jonathan, why do we see such disparities in performance with book sales and social media followings? And his theory is that you never know why someone is following you on social media. So, for example, I might follow Justin Timberlake because I like his music. I might follow Justin Timberlake because I like his abs, but I don't necessarily really have any interest in his life story, right? And this could be true. This is just one example, but obviously, we follow people on social media for all kinds of reasons, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we're interested in what they have to say in their book. So I think that Jonathan's theory is right on target. And I also think there's a luck factor, right? Right time, right person, right message, right story. When you have a large social media platform and you just happen to come out with a book that hits a nerve, that can lead to tremendous sales. I think that probably explains the girl wash your face, girl stop apologizing phenomenon where Rachel Hollis's books, I can't remember which one, I think it was Girl Stop Apologizing back in 2019, I want to say. I believe that book was selling about 70,000 copies a week. Right person, right time, right message. The point is that a big social platform helps with visibility. Of course it does, but it doesn't guarantee that you'll sell a ton of books. So if anything, what I want you to take from this riff is that this disparity, if anything, it should show us that it's just more evidence that for most authors, making sure your book sells is not about having a sexy-sized social media platform. It is more about the day-to-day grunt work that you do to give your book legs and keep it top of mind day after day, month after month, year after year, to do at least a few things every day, even small things, to promote your book, to put yourself in front of audiences that want to buy your book, to do a few things, even small things, every day to promote your book, because these efforts add up. When Jen Sincero's blockbuster hit, You Are a Badass, came out in 2013, it sold just 139 copies the first week. Now, I don't know how many speaking gigs she had done to promote her book by the time I saw her speak in a small theater in Boulder, or how many speaking gigs she was doing next, but I got a very strong feeling sitting in the audience that night that she was speaking a lot and traveling to a lot of cities across the U.S. to share about the ideas in her book. 6 months after the release, according to BookScan, You Are a Badass had sold 11,000 copies. 3 years in, 171,000 copies. Think about the consistency that Ms. Sincero must have demonstrated over those 3 years. Think of the effort that she must have gone through in 6 months to go from 139 copies in the first week to a total of 11,000 copies sold in 6 months. By 2020, 7 years in, more than 2 million copies. And by then, she's on the New York Times bestseller list, not just for a week, not just for a month, but for years. And I just recently checked BookScan, and by the end of February 2024, she had sold about 3.5 million copies of You Are a Badass, a book that enjoyed a 5-year stint on the New York Times bestsellers list. And hers is the great example of many, if not most, of the books that become perennial bestsellers. If you look at Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and what they did to promote Chicken Soup for the Soul, you're going to see a very similar pattern. Robert Kiyosaki and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The list goes on and on. The people whose books don't just hit the top, but stay there, are the people who put in the consistent day-to-day grunt work effort to make sure those books are sold. And I hope, listeners, that you will take this as encouragement, because you don't need a big budget. You don't need a big following. You don't need great abs. You just need to be willing to do the work. And you too have that opportunity to not just hit a top bestsellers list, but pull out a chair and sit and stay there. Thank you for listening to another Robin's Riff.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Author's Corner. You're one step closer to writing the world-changing book you've dreamed about for years. To access today's show notes and other helpful resources, simply visit our website at theauthorscorner.com. A positive review would be appreciated. Until next time.